Colossians 2, verse 3 says, all the secrets of the universe are hidden in Christ. If they're all in Christ and He's in you, then all you've got to do is learn how to pray in faith, and you can tap into this awesome realm to see God do these great and mighty things that He's doing. And I know that when God called me out as an engineer out of the workforce and began to reveal to me these mighty truths as I would build and design equipment and buildings, I first began to learn how to use these things and do these things in the workplace. I would ask the Lord as I would begin to see this. I would ask Him for everything. I mean, they could give me a piece of equipment or something somewhere that wouldn't work. And since I was a regional engineer, if nobody else could fix it, they would ask me to see if I could either get somebody to fix it or I could figure it out. Well, every time, without fail, I would always stop and pray. People thought I was a little bit strange. You know, in the workplace, I'd say, guys, let's stop. I'm going to ask the Heavenly Father in the name of Jesus to give me revelation and wisdom and understanding on this wiring diagram so I can fix this problem. And without fail, He always revealed to me how to do it, and I was always able to fix everything without fail. After I began to build buildings, back in 1983, as I'm learning, just learning what faith is, I've not stepped into the realm of the healing ministry yet, but I'm stepping into the realm of the world, the business world that I'm in. In 1983, our executive VP from our corporate headquarters in Washington, D.C. came down and gave me an impossible task. On 15th day of May 1983, he walked in and said, Thurman, we need to renovate this 25,000 square foot building, and we need to add 20,000 square feet on the back side of it. And he said, we need it done as quickly as possible. I said, well, what is as quick as possible? He said, we need to move into it by the last day of July. This is the 15th day of May, June, July, and you want to move in the last day of July? You want me to renovate 25,000? You want me to add 20,000 to it? I said, well, where's all the plans and details? Oh, he said, we don't have those yet. He said, we'll have those in a few days. He said, I got a floor plan that'll be available tomorrow, and then I'll next day express mail it down to you, and said, you take that to DFW Airport and see if they'll give you the okay to start. I said, Bill, DFW Airport's not going to give me okay to start on a building, a renovation and an addition without at least 6 or 8 sets of specs and drawings, and they're going to need to review them for 3 to 5 weeks. He said, do what you can. I go home when he leaves and I get down on my knees. I said, Lord, the task He just gave me is impossible. No man can do this task. But I said, with You, all things are possible. You said it in Your Word. I said, Father, in this case, I cannot find in Your Word where You said it is Your will for me to build a building in this length of time. But You did say, ask anything, and if I believe, You would do it. So I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask You to give me the knowledge and the wisdom and give me the favor with the airport and everyone so I can get this building built for my company. And I said, to give me $1.1 million to do it, and I ask You to let me come in under budget, and I'll always give You all the glory and the praise for doing it. I said, thank You, Father, but it's Your final decision, of course. And so I got up that next morning and went to work. I walked there in front of this 25,000 square foot building I was looking at 7 o'clock in the morning, and I'm just standing there looking, and all of a sudden an electrical truck pulls in from a big electrical contractor, and 2 electricians get out and walk over and said, are you Mr. Scrivener? I said, yes, sir. He said, our boss said to come out here. You need some electrical work done. I said, who sent you? He said, my boss. I said, who called you? He said, I don't know. My boss just said for us to come out here and see you. You needed some help. I looked up right there and I said, Lord, this is Your will. I know this is a done deal. I took them in and showed them where I wanted to start. We started renovating that building. That morning, I took that one set of floor plans I had over to Al Magazine, which is in charge of airport planning and zoning at DFW Airport. And I said, Al, this may be a little strange, but my company wants me to renovate this 25,000 and add 20,000 to it, and this is all I got right now. I said, what are the chances of me getting started and getting things in place to make this come to pass? He threw the drawings out there and looked at them. He said, oh, Thurman, your company's a good company. You're a good man. I can trust you. He said, as soon as you get the drawings and details, bring us to us. In the meantime, he said, you do what you want to do. I walked out that door totally dumbfounded. I said, Lord, You absolutely blow me away in what You do and how You move on the hearts of men when we act in faith. I built that building and finished it and completely had it completely done and ready to move into 6 days before the end of July with $100,000 left over. That just shows you what God will do if you believe Him. So see, God is working with us in the business world. He's working with us in our health world. But He's our God. And He's a faith God. And He wants us to ask, believing, so He can do these mighty things. Well, as I saw the Lord do that, of course, I didn't have much time at home during those 2.5 months. I was at work every day except Sunday. Sunday, I still took Sunday off. I taught my Sunday school class. But I talked about Jesus every day in the workplace. I talked to somebody, led people to Jesus on a regular basis. At the end of that, when Bill came down from our Washington office and told me what he wanted me to do the 15th day of May, I said, Bill, in June, my wife and I have planned a vacation with our children. I said, if I start this massive project, I'm not going to have time to take a couple of weeks of vacation. He said, no, Thurman, no vacation for you this summer. I said, okay, I'll do what you say. I went home, broke the news to my family. I'm sorry. I said, but I can't take a vacation this summer. We'll just have to wait till next summer. Well, at the end of that, the project finished. And the day I got it finished, he called me and said, Thurman, you got that place in great shape. He said, I want to do something for you. I said, well, what's that? He said, I want you to go home and ask your wife where y'all want to go, that there's a Marriott Resort Hotel anywhere in the United States of America, and we're going to send you on a 2-week all-expense-paid vacation. I said, wow. So I go home and tell my wife, I said, where do you want to go? She said, that's simple, honey, Hawaii. That's simple for her, wasn't it? I said, honey, I'm not sure he meant all the way over there. Well, she said, he said anywhere. I said, well, you're right, that's what he said. So I went back and called Mr. Martin and I said, sir, you may not have meant Hawaii, but that's where my wife wants to go. He said, Hawaii, Thurman? He said, you saved us $100,000, you can come in, and he saves us another $30,000 in rents. He said, the least I can do is send you anywhere you want to go. The next day, express mail, they had all the tickets, everything laid out, and they sent my wife and my daughter and my son and myself on a 2-week all-expense-paid vacation all to all the islands of Hawaii, come back, spent a few days in California, went to Disneyland, all those places. And the next summer, my daughter said, Daddy, when are you going to work hard again so we get another long vacation? But is our God a rewarder of them who diligently seek Him? Yes, He is. And He'll pour His blessings out upon you. Now then, as I begin to step into these realms of faith and begin to see God do all these mighty things, slowly but surely, I begin to start praying for people in the workplace. And then I begin to understand, as I started praying for people in the workplace, and I started seeing God do little answers to my prayers. I'd see Him meet somebody's need, or I'd see Him heal a headache, or whatever. But then one day, I had a unique experience. I come home on a Wednesday night from an out-of-town trip, and my wife said, honey, Ed Brock, which was one of the men that went to church at Lakeland Baptist Church in Louisville, Texas, she said, Ed has been to the doctor today, and I don't think he's doing very well. She said, I think you better go see him tonight. So I jumped back in my pickup, and I drove up to Louisville to the hospital, and I found his room, and I went up and knocked on his door, and his lovely little wife, Ruthie, she came to the door, and I said, Ruthie, how's Ed? She said, Thurman, he's no good. He's been diagnosed, said they done surgery on him today. He happened to be 42 years old at the time. She said they opened him up and looked inside of him, and he had stage 4 lymphoma, terminal cancer in every organ of his body. He only has a few weeks left to live. There's nothing they can do. Just as clear as I have ever heard in my life, I'm standing within 3 feet of this precious, beautiful lady, wife of his, and I hear this voice, son, tell Ed to call the men of the church to pray over him and I'll heal him. Now, as a Southern Baptist deacon, I'd never seen anything like that. That put me to the test in the healing realm. So for the first time in my life, I go home. I had God in a little bitty box. I remember walking down that corridor at the hospital looking up saying, Lord, you didn't hear what she said. She said he has terminal cancer. Now I had God in a little teeny box about this big. I didn't realize who he was. I said, Lord, you didn't understand. You didn't hear what he said. She said he has terminal cancer. I can only see the king look down at me and said, son, if you ever get a hold of who I am, you'll never doubt me again. And unfortunately, that's where I was. But I went home that night, and for the first time in my life, I began to do something I had never done. Although I'd been a Sunday school teacher for 20 plus years, I had never looked up by topic under healing. I began to open the Bible. I began to find all kinds of promises God made for healing the body of His church. even the unbelievers. I thought, Lord, this is awesome. And then several hours later, I came up on a guarantee, if it's done according to the Word, to heal every Christian every time if they'll do what the Word of God says. James 5, 14, 15, and 16, the King makes you this statement. Is any sick among you? Who would that include? That's all of us. Any sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church, let them anoint him with oil, and the prayer of faith, not an unbelieving prayer, but a prayer of faith, not a prayer if it be your will, but a prayer of faith, shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise you up, and if your sickness is due to a sin, I, the Lord, will forgive your sin, and I will raise you up. Therefore, the effectual, fervent prayers of a righteous man availeth much. I thought, Lord, that's awesome. That is a guarantee from you to heal every one of us every time if we'll just believe you. I was fixing to step into a realm that was so supernatural, I, for the first time in my life, heard the authoritative voice of our enemy. And this voice said, oh, you've just read that before. That was in your subconscious. And when you were standing down there in front of that room, that was not really God that spoke to you. I mean, I'm a little bit confused at this point. I went to bed that Wednesday night thinking I might be having a mental breakdown. I didn't know what was happening. I knew so little about the spirit world. But when we woke up Sunday morning, I turned over and looked at my wife and I said, honey, I've got to tell somebody. She said, what? What have you done? I said, honey, I'm hearing God's voice. She said, well, my goodness, if you're hearing God's voice, what does he say? I said, he told me to tell Ed Brock to call the men of the church to pray over him and he'll heal him. Thank God for good women. She said, well, my goodness, honey, if God told you to do that, what are we waiting for? Let's go tell him. And I thought, here she is. She's not heard it. She only heard it from me. This is the fourth time I've heard God speak to me, and that woman of mine's got more faith than I do. I said, Lord, thank you for a good woman.
You have been listening to Thurman Scribner of the Living Savior Ministries. This program originally aired in 2004 at an Advanced Training Institute conference in Big Sandy, Texas. We are going to stop here for today, but we will return on our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled God's Power, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.